Good morning, homeboys and homegirls. Welcome to Failure to Launch. It is October 13th, 2021. It is the day after my anniversary and the day before my friend's podcast was supposed to go live, but I think that's going to happen next week now. So we will press on towards our goal of getting them to launch their podcast. Yeah, that's where we're at. In the meantime, I want to continue the brief discussion on SMART goals. I introduced SMART goals to you yesterday. If you want to do some research on your own, just Google SMART goals. And yeah, it should be good. So today we want to look at the letter S. I feel like Sesame Street. Today's episode is brought to you by the letter S. S stands for specific. That's a hard word when you're doing a podcast because there's a lot of weird specific enunciations you got to do there. So the reason specific is necessary and the reason that's the beginning of your SMART goals is you have to have a defined target. And so, you know, going back to my wife racing, you know, if you're running a marathon, there's a finish line. That's where you're trying to get to. If you are trying to get in better health, let's say you have a weight loss goal, there needs to be a number. You got to have a number picked out that is your target. If you are going to write a book, if you're going to launch a podcast, whatever it is that you're going to do, you've got to set a specific target, and that could be a time frame that you're trying to achieve it in. Actually, I'm going to lie. That goes to T. I think that's the time frame thing. So specific really is just the item itself that you're trying to get to. You're wanting to become a more proficient ball handler with your left hand instead of your right. You want to be able to shoot layups with your left hand. You want to become a champ one in Rocket League. Whatever it is that you're trying to do, you have to be specific in that target. And I know for me, that's always been a downfall of mine. I have kind of just I usually approach things from a very broad view. Here's the high overview. This is the bird's eye satellite level approach. And when it gets into the nitty gritty, that's often where my weakness is and I struggle. So I've been really having to try to apply this SMART goal paradigm for myself as well. And sometimes it's successful, sometimes it's not, let's just be honest. And but that's what's necessary. So again, look back to what you're working on, the things that are on your horizon, the to-do list, the stuff that's sitting on your back burner. You want to do it, but you're like, oh, I gotta find time. You gotta make time, for one. We'll hit that later, I guess. But start looking at it and say, okay, of this goal, what specifically do I want to be able to do? I want to learn how to do X, or I want to accomplish X at this, you know, whatever it is. It's going to be varied depending on what you're approaching, but that's what I want to get to. It's just that you identify something. So, you know, I did this for my daughter Gianna. She's playing basketball this year at a new school, and so we made a list of goals. You know, the first one was make the team. That's goal one. None of the other goals matter if we don't make the team. So, you know, we're putting in work. Me and her are going to be at the gym later today. She's conditioning. She's got 2 weeks before tryouts. We're trying to get her, you know, ready to rock and roll so she can run everyone else out the gym. But that's goal one. You know, goal two is get into the starting rotation. Goal three is to get a double-double. Goal four, triple-double. Goal five, team MVP. Like, goal six, league MVP. Like, these are all things that we're shooting for. So, anyways, that's what I got for you. Tomorrow, we will look at the letter M, which is measurable. Again, a key to be able to track your progress. So, that's where we're going to leave you today. It's early in the morning. Well, it's really not. It's 9 o'clock. Get after it. Go hard. Get it done. And I will catch you guys tomorrow.